high inventory levels in the system, keeping relatively high level of inventory in the system means high investment. Because earlier we have said that inventory is investment. Inventory is money locked up. Inventory is money tied up in the system. High investment, limiting cash flow. Money is locked up means cash flow is limited. High obsolescence. Suddenly the fashion is changed. Customer doesn't want that product. The product has become obsolete and you don't know what to do other than scrapping. Replenishment time is long, so we hold inventories. We say after ordering it takes 2 months. Who will wait till that time? So hold inventories. Hold inventory of everything and lock up the money. You are in a mess. Your profit margins are gone. Demand cannot be predicted accurately. Customer will want pink shirts, don't know. The sizes of extra long will be sold or not, don't know. Festival, what will be the demand, don't know. Off season, what will be the demand, don't know. Everything is in a mess. Demand cannot be predicted accurately, but batching is done. So inventories. Vendors are unreliable. They are not supplying the components in time. So high inventory levels. Now, is there any solution? Category of inventory items in a store. Again, I will discuss my original example of medical stores. There will be fast moving items. Every day some medicines are coming and going, coming and going, coming and going. Or in a fast consumption items like soaps, shampoos, powders and all these. Fast moving items, which are items sold very fast. Thousands a day, thousands a day, thousands a day, come and go, come and go. These are fast moving items that will have. Fast moving items will be there in every retail stores. Slow moving items, maybe 2 in a month, 5 in a month, 2 in a year, particularly in furniture shops this must be happening. In the whole of 1 year, only one sofa set has been sold, maybe it is a slow moving item. So it is lying there accumulating dust. Items the retailer just cannot get rid of. That sofa set is lying since 1 year, nobody wants it and I don't know what to do with that sofa set. It is a slow moving item, in fact it is a non-moving item. Now I don't know what to do, I have spent money on that and my money is locked up there. Now somehow I want to get rid of that, I don't know how to. Regular running items, items that do not fit in above categories, that means they are neither fast moving nor slow moving. Okay, they are moving somehow, but forecast cannot be predicted. Solution for all this mess is there in TOC. Pull distribution work. Earlier I had told push, push and push all along. And now I am using the word pull. Distribution system based on pull distribution work is better. Now I am going to discuss this. What is the pull? TOC. TOC has shown us the way how to improve our distributions, improve our manufacturing, how to remove the or how to break the constraint and increase the capacity of the line. And now TOC is helping me here also. How? TOC mechanism is based on reacting to the actual market demand. Festivals, off seasons, actual market demand. In November, 100 shares were sold, in December, only 10. So, 110, actual market demand. I work on not my forecast, not that theoretical forecast that, I may need 100 pink shares. No. Actual consumption, actual market demand. TOC mechanism is based on reacting to the actual market demand and adjusting the buffers. Look at that word of buffer I have used earlier in case of manufacturing. Adjusting the buffers accordingly, if the market demand picks up, the buffers will be increased, creating a mechanism that allows stockouts only for a limited time period. Accuracy of the forecast at the RDC is far better than the accuracy of the forecast as retail stores. We need to improve vendors so that they supply us what we want, where we want, and at the time what we want. I will explain this. CDC, Central Distribution Center, operate according to much more accurate forecast. Operate will significantly reduce replenishment time, increase reliability of resale. How to make? Okay, I am talking. But how? We believed that we need to keep the products close to the customers. But now we are doing exactly opposite. Dr. Goldratt thinks completely different. We had been pushing the products to the market. Now we are changing from push to pull. Paradigm shift. Push to pull. TOC is based on paradigm shift. Change your paradigm from push to pull. If you have a factory, implement TOC solutions for operations. Drum, buffer, rope. Implement that in your manufacturing. We have discussed this how earlier. Drum, buffer, rope. Implement that TOC solution in your factory. Then, immediately after the factory, there will be a CDC, Central Distribution System. Central Distribution Center. Calculate the inventories you need. By some method, take similar actions as RDCs also. CDCs and then Regional Distribution Centers, RDCs. Determine the inventories to be kept at each retail store by using some formula. Empirical formula. Determine in some inventory level at CDC. Determine some inventory levels at RDC. Determine some inventory levels in the retail stores. Now, you will say, what is great in this, we are told? This all we know. Yes, I know that you know this. But what is the next is very important. Retail store need to report what they sold on daily basis. They don't have to order. They don't have to give orders like they were ordering after one month or 1 week or 15 days. They were reordering that. And that is what we were calling as order lead time, OLT and all that. No, don't do that. Stop all that. Retail store need to just report what they sold. That means they have to say, okay, today I have sold 10 shirts, or today I have sold 100 soaps, or today I have sold 50 crocins. Just on email, type it and give it to him every day, sales report. This is the new thing now here. Retail store need to report what they sold on daily basis. To whom? To RDC. By reporting daily sales, we are doing away with the hassle of placing orders. No orders placing. No order lead time. Stop that. What to do? Just tell them how much you have sold. We are doing away with the forecast also. No forecast. What forecast? No forecasting. Very funny thing. No forecasting. No ordering. What? Just report to RDC what you have sold. If you have sold 10 crores, tell them that I have sold 10 crores. Over. Then RDC will replenish what they have sold and report to CDC. For example, 10 retail stores, they have reported that, okay, I have sold so much, so much, so much. RDC will replace that, replenish that, and they will inform to the CDC that, okay, I have dispatched so much material every day. RDC will replenish what they have sold and report to CDC. CDC will quickly replenish what RDC has dispatched. That means retail store will inform RDC every day. RDC will inform CDC every day. CDC will inform manufacturer every day. What they have sold, what they have dispatched, and what they have consumed. For example, retail stores has sold, RDC has dispatched to retail stores, CDC has dispatched to retail stores, and manufacturer has dispatched so much to CDC. No forecasting, no ordering. Plant will replenish the CDC what they have dispatched. Green, yellow, and red levels of buffer. We have discussed already that green level of buffer, when the stock at the target is more than 2/3 of the target level, buffer is considered to be green. This means too much stock. When the stock at the target is between 1/3 and 2/3 of the target level, buffer is considered to be yellow. This means we are okay. When the stock at the target is less than 1/3 of the target level, the buffer is considered to be red. This means we are not okay. There is a real risk of running out of stock. Buffer must be monitored. We have discussed in the manufacturing. When it reaches the red level, then we know that now the product is going to be out of stock. Then start working on that as a corrective action. Just give a phone call to the RDC that, look, I am not getting this kind of material, please push it, because my buffer is only 1/3. Every day you need to update the receipts and the issues and arrive at the stock level and map it to the zones in the buffer to know the buffer status. How many material has come? How much material has been issued? What is the today's stock level? And map it to the zones in the buffer to know the buffer status. For example, you know what should be the buffer for, let us say, kerosene, and you know that only 10 pieces are remaining now. So that is, you are already in the red zone, and maybe 10 pieces will be sold immediately today evening. Tomorrow morning I have a stock out. That means you are already in the red zone. If the level of inventory has reached zero, expedite orders in emergency mode, as sales are already lost and will continue to lose. This we have to do. Stock out we have to avoid. So for that, what we have to do? Every day you need to update the receipts and issues, arrive at the stock level, and if the stock level is in the red zone of buffer, immediately expedite. If the buffer level is red, check the order position and expedite. Expedite. See, there is no option. We have to expedite. But if the buffer is in green zone, you don't have to worry much. If it is in the yellow zone, okay, give a phone call and start working on that. But the material just doesn't come from the RDC. You have been reporting every day sales to him, but replenishment doesn't come from RDC, your stock level has gone to the red zone, expedite it. This is the way how we should work. Buffer management. Reporting sales every day, buffer management. If the buffer level is yellow, you need not take any action. If the buffer level is higher, it is indication of excess stock. We don't want excess stock. We don't want stock out. What to do? Manage the buffer. Look at your stock every day. If it is in the yellow zone, don't do anything. If it is in the green zone, it means you have too much. If it is in the red zone, expedite. This is the way how we should work as per TOC, theory of constraints. Successful distribution system will do these two things. One, report what you have sold, replenish what they have sold, and then manage the buffer. Every day you need to update the receipts and issues and arrive at the stock level. Map it to the zones in the buffer to know the buffer status. If the level of inventory has reached zero, expedite orders in the emergency mode. Maybe you have to take a car, just go to that RDC, bring the material, or go to your friend's shop, bring the material. Replenish. Take some emergency steps. Your customer cannot go without buying. There is one story. Father was telling his young boy, who was going to manage the stores, he says, look, customer comes to your place and he wants something, he must get it. Then go to your friend's shop, bring it from friend's shop and give it to him. Or otherwise discuss what alternative he wants or he can give. But the customer should not go back without buying. This is the important thing. So, report every day what you have sold. See your buffer stocks. If they are in the red, start working. And that is how you have to manage your stores, RDC, CDC has to be operated like this. By reporting every day what you have sold or what you have dispatched and managing the buffer. Very, very important thing. Buffer management. In the following situations, there is need for changing in the buffer levels. Buffer levels, you have to fix. For a product like Crocin, okay, so much stock of buffer. In a shampoo like thing, so much buffer. If there is a change in the market demand, increase the buffer level, change the buffer level. If there is a reduction in market demand, change the buffer level. Anticipate start or end of the season. Diwali is coming, that is the start of a season. Eid is coming, there is start of the season. IPL is coming, there is start of some season. Anticipate start or end of a season. Rainy season, that is the start of the season for consumption of umbrellas. Then, changes in the replenishment time. For example, production lead time has become more, there is some problem there. Transportation lead time has become more. The replenishment time has changed, change the buffer level. Introduction of new products, change the buffer level. Acquisition of new customers, change the buffer level. your survival depends on your management of buffer level. Buffer, I am using the word buffer, not inventory. I am not going to pile up the inventory, nor I am going to have zero inventory. I am talking in terms of buffer. Constraint must get production at the right time for processing it. And here, what is the constraint? Is the customer demand. And customer comes to my place, he must get that product. Bas, I have decided that customer will not go back without buying. Either he will get what he wants by hook or crook, or I will convince him to buy something alternative, but he will not go back without buying. And for that, I must report to my RDC what I have sold on a daily basis. I will not fail in that. Then every day I will see what are the receipts and what are the issues, find out what is the stock, map that stock to the buffer level, and I will find out in product number 1, product number 5 and product number 19, there is the buffer level in the red zone, and I will do the emergency actions for that. I will change my buffer levels depending on the start or end of the season. I will change my buffer levels on the basis of changes in market demand, because I know that this fashion is no more. So I will not keep any buffer stock for that. I will cancel my orders also, because I know that they will not be sold. Changes in the replenishment time, I will change my buffer level. My skill is managing the buffer level. If I am successful in that, I don't have any problem. Neither my inventories will be high, nor my money will be blocked there, and nor my customer will be unhappy. The beauty of this TOC is buffer management at the constraint. Buffer management at the constraint. Please understand very, very clearly. ROI. What is ROI? Return on investment. ROI is equal to yearly throughput divided by into bracket TVC into average buffer size throughout the year. For example, there is a product in my stock, in my retail stores. What is the yearly throughput? Let us say 10,000 pieces. I divide it by TVC, that means truly variable cost of that product, that means raw material price, into average buffer size. Let us say buffer size average I have to keep, let us say 1,000. So that I consider as the return on investment on that product to me. The ROI measurement enables differentiating between three different groups of products. Star attempts, these attempts represent a very quick ROI, meaning keeping them is very good for business, because yearly throughput is very good, buffer size also very less, TVC also very less, so ROI will be more. This ROI, the method of calculating ROI, will give me three type of attempts. Star attempts, these attempts represent a very quick ROI, meaning keeping them is very good for business, because money comes and comes and comes. My bank is full of money by star attempts. Black hole attempts, these attempts take a very long period in order to return the investment done in them. I have put money in this, and product is lying in my stock. Nobody wants it. Maybe after 6 months, somebody wants it. My money is locked up. I don't get any return on investment. I have to pay only interest on that investment to the banks. It is just a problem. I don't know how to get rid of those black hole attempts, because by keeping them also is a problem. If I don't keep them, also is a problem. Because if I don't keep them, somebody will come and he will ask. So I have to keep some quantity. And money is locked up, nobody wants it. Black hole attempts. Regular ROI attempts, which are neither star nor black hole. And the new mantra. TOC is telling me this new mantra. If you want to service your customers better, keep the inventory away from them. Don't keep inventories. That old paradigm. Keep more inventories, keep more inventories, keep more inventories, so that customer will be happy. Dr. Goldratt says exactly opposite. He says, keep the inventory away from them. Inventory is not going to satisfy the customers. Change your paradigm. Then replenish what is sold. If you have sold 10 pieces, replenish them by informing the sold quantity to your RDC on the spot on the same day. Replenish it. Do not dispatch what you have produced. If factory has produced 100 attempts, don't dispatch them. Dispatch what is consumed by the end customer. Dispatch what you have sold. Do not dispatch what you have produced. On the basis of some forecast, if you have produced 1000 attempts, don't dispatch them. Don't push it and push it. Send what is sold to the end customer. Order daily, replenish frequently. New mantra. Order daily, that means inform your RDC what you have sold every day. Order daily, replenish frequently, so that your customer will be happy and inventories will not get piled up. Unnecessarily, by batching, if you are buying earlier, buying 1000 items, nobody wants them, it is lying in the inventory. No. Replenish what is sold, order daily, replenish frequently. Put in place a system of daily ordering. Reporting sale data throughout the distribution system. That means retail stores informs the RDC, RDC informs the CDC, CDC informs the manufacturer daily basis, what they have dispatched, what they have sold. React to the signals from the buffer management system. Buffer has gone in the red zone. Retail stores will take emergency action. RDC will take emergency action. CDC will take emergency action. Manufacturer will do emergency action. Have to react to the signals from the buffer management system. The dominant color of the buffer is yellow. All the buffers should be in yellow. Make win-win offers to suppliers. Make win-win offers to distributors. Make win-win offers to retail stores, so that they are happy. They are motivated. The solutions must be win-win. Solutions cannot be win-lose or lose-win or lose-lose. Solutions are available, and our enabling paradigm says that win-win solutions are possible. Solutions are possible without a compromise. Make such offers to suppliers, distributors, and retail stores. Manage the buffers. Operational measurements are manufacturing also we have seen measurements. Here reliability is one measurement. What is reliability? Reliability is measured by throughput dollar days. How much throughput? Due date is delayed by how many days? Throughput dollar days. Effectiveness in measuring inventory, two things are important: value of excess inventory more than the CTT we have discussed, and the time until the inventory is held, and that is what I call it as inventory dollar days. Operational measurements, every link in the distribution system should be measured on throughput dollar days, inventory dollar days, and local operating expenses. For example, here I am reiterating the earlier slides what you have discussed. Order number 1, quantity is 100, sales value is 1000, held for 2 days. So, delayed for 2 days. So, 2000 is the throughput dollar days. What is the idea? 100 quantity which is costing 1000 is delayed for 2 days. Customer is unhappy. Why? Because his order is delayed by 2 days and order value was $1000. So, 2000 is the throughput dollar days. More the sales value, more is the TDD. More the delay, more is the TDD. So, I do not want more delay. I do not want order, valuable order to be delayed. So, theoretically TDD should be 0 because delay should be 0, and 122,000 TDD, that means so many dollars are delayed by so many days, which is undesirable. Similarly, about inventory, I hold inventory of 100. Why? Because it is more than the customer tolerance time, customer wants it immediately. So, I have kept inventory of 100, sales price of that inventory is $2000, then sales value of 100 is 2 lakhs, 2000 per piece, so 2 lakhs. 2 days in stock, so the inventory dollar days is 4 lakhs, 4 lakh dollars. Similarly, DEF 4,50,000. GHI 15,000, JKL 7 lakhs, so totally 15,65,000 inventory dollar days, undesirable. Control measurements, local operating expenses, this is an expense over which local area has full control. There is theoretical limit to what extent operating expenses can be reduced. Advantages of TOC distribution system: least dependency on forecast, because forecast has no meaning. What forecast? What anybody knows? During Diwali, what will be sold? What is going to be the change in the fashion? A person, what he will want? There is no guarantee. I always wanted blue shirts, now I don't like blue shirts at all. No meaning in forecast. So, less dependency on forecast. Superior product availability. Customer comes, he wants a product, he gets it. Faster new product introduction. Ease of increasing product portfolio. Improved feasibility to expand the sales channel. Improved ability to react to demand within a peak. Feasible to turn slow movers into make to order. Reduction of near expiration product. You go to a medical stores and you find that the medicine what is available in the medical stores is expired. Nothing very bad can be there more than this. Expired medicine, and that retail store man wants to push it to you by telling you that nothing will happen, you buy it. Worst thing that can happen. So, So we must have a distribution system where reduction of near expiration product will be there. Like you monitor the buffer, you have to monitor this also. So how many products are near expiration? Because you should not have even one product which is expired, particularly in cases like medical stores. In other places, you have to throw the product because nobody will buy it. So, advantage of TOC distribution solution is you get all these things. Summary. TOC distribution solution aims at reversal of the vicious cycle. In the first slide, we have discussed the vicious cycle. TOC will break this vicious cycle. Some of the following questions which will be helpful are: what to change, what to change to, how to cause a change, identify and address the aspects which lead to high levels of inventory. Because inventory means money locked. Expected results in TOC distribution system: inventory in the system decreases by 50%. 50%, very high. A real business advantage, because my money gets released. Locked up money gets released and I have that money available for my business. Inventory in the system decreases by 50%. Sales go up by about 20-30% because my customer doesn't go back and he comes again to my stores. Result is sales go up by 20-30%. Inventory turns increase more than double. Because throughput increases, inventory reduces, inventory turns increase. And gentlemen, I will tell you, more inventory turns is better the business. More inventory turns. Your inventory goes, it comes, goes and comes. And non-moving or slow-moving items are less, fast-moving items are more, inventory turns are more, your money is in motion and it helps your business to make more profits. Fewer cross shipments amongst RDCs. Cross means goes back, comes again, goes back. So that is very few. Obsolescence drops substantially because you are ordering only what is sold. You are ordering what is in demand. And so obsolescence drops substantially. Operating expenses stay about the same. Relationship with suppliers and clients improve significantly. Because nobody is unhappy. Suppliers are not unhappy. Clients are not unhappy. And that is my business. Thank you.